Good morning. We spoke about the issue of a gap in the sukkah. There are other ways you could have this issue of a gap in the middle of the sukkah. And one of them is known as avir. And it's supposed to put, say, I put schach there, but the schach was a minimal amount of schach. I just left the space empty. So that's called avir. So avir in the sukkah becomes a problem in a few ways. One is that avir affects with the share of lavud. Lavud is, once it reaches the length of three tefachim, less than three tefachim is not a problem. Once it reaches the length of three tefachim, so if I have my wall, and then I start my schach, and the schach is not started right immediately adjacent to the wall, there might be a gap of a few inches before I be able to put my mat down or put my bamboo or my branches down. It's not a problem because the gap between the wall and where the schach starts, the wall and the schach have to connect, is less than three tefachim. That's called lavud. However, even in a scenario where I do not have that amount of avir is going to pasul b'sholish, if I have a long row of avir, so a person uses bamboo poles, and they don't use any uprights, they just use, so in between each bamboo pole there's a space of avir which just runs the whole length of the sukkah, the whole width of the sukkah. So that becomes a problem, that it does not pass on the sukkah, that a person should not sit underneath it. Now, you cannot fit your whole body underneath it, obviously it's fairly thin, but that should not be where your positions. So a person the solution for that is to put some other piece of bamboo or wood or something of that sort perpendicular to the way you're laying your bamboo, so that will act as a break in this flow of gaps in between the bamboo poles. If a person has an area which is a sheer sukkah in the middle of the sukkah, even if it's not in a situation where it's going to pass the rest of the sukkah, because the sukkah doesn't really need that area to be the full size, it has walls without it, etc. But that area becomes a problem. Your person cannot sit there under the avir. We also could have a case where we're not discussing avir, we're discussing schach, which is posel, and we'll see the definition of what is called schach posel. So interestingly enough, schach posel is not as if there's nothing there. It's not like it's a clean slate. It's like the case of where you have just a gap, but rather there's something there. So the shear for psul by schach posel is not three tefachim; it's four tefachim. So we said by avir you can have up to three tefachim and not worry about it. Over here you can have up to and including four tefachim, but not more of avir posel. Of schach posel, person has schach posel more than that amount, that would pass on the sukkah. Depending if, like you said before, depending if it's necessary or not, depending how it's situated, and all that goes under this halacha of avir and schach posel. A few other points which I want to touch on about how to build before we move on to what's called schach posel, etc., and then the issue of placement. So we mentioned along the way, very almost inadvertently, but definitely as a side issue, that the schach and the tefanos have to meet. So you have to put the tefanos in such a way, the walls in such a way, that there's not a gap between the walls and the schach of more than that three tefachim or more. Sometimes a person might use a mechitza down below without having the mechitza go all the way up. It's a tall sukkah. The shear of the height of the sukkah is required in halacha is 10 tefachim, which is not so tall, 40 inches. So you weave that or you build that, and then you rely on a principle called good asik mechitza, that the nature of when you make something for the purposes of mechitza, is that it continues upwards in halacha. So it's as if the wall went all the way up to the top, and that was great. The problem is, when it gets all the way up to the top, it has a new question. This is, where's the schach that it's supposed to meet? If the schach was hanging out, all I have to do is extend the height of the walls high enough to make everything work. But now that the schach is not jutting out, it's within. So we'll say, well, let's say you have lavud. So can you use good asa mechitza and lavud together? And that is the question which we grapple with in halacha. Can you do trei hilchasa? Can you combine these two halacha mashiv sinai type of concepts together and generate a? So the assumption in halacha is that lavud and good asa mechitza can work together. Lavud and good asa mechitza can work together. We'll see that other halacha mashiv sinai which allow you how to build your sukkah where they cannot work together. But at least for our purposes right now, lavud and dafanikumah could work together. Have a good.